From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com. Welcome back. Here we are with another Whiskey Quickie, and today we're looking at Heaven's Door Bootleg Volume 3. Now, in each edition, this showcases one of Bob Dylan's paintings that go onto a handmade ceramic bottle, and it goes in a collectively individually numbered leather case. So this one is going to be a 13-year-old bourbon that's finished, wait for it because I'm going to screw it up, in Vino de Naranja casks, which is native to southern Spain. That actually kind of rolled off my tongue pretty well there.
Yeah, I don't know if you nailed it, but it sounded good.
You sounded pretty good. Now, I remember because I did some work with Heaven's Door, and we were tasting this a few weeks ago. And if I remember correctly, they said that these had rested in those casks for almost a year at that point. Now, the painting on this particular bottle, which we don't have in front of us because you'll know why here in a second, it's called Sunday Afternoon. And I found out during this whole process of learning more about Heaven's Door that Bob Dylan is very big into architecture, into paintings, and not just outside of music and, of course, whiskey. Now, for this, there are less than 4,000 bottles released. It's bottled at 121.2 proof, and it has an SRP of $545.
All right.
And if you want it, it's available on reservebar.com.
Maybe we can get Dylan's paintings as NFTs.
There you go.
Bottles, yeah.
And then that's how we might be able to afford it.
Who knows? Right.
All right, so on with the nose.
So Naranjan, is that a wine?
Vino de Naranja.
I'm assuming it's a wine, so it's a vino.
Right? Yes, that's a...
But I'm pretty familiar with Spanish wines, and that's not one that I know. Well, but maybe it's a grape variety. I don't know.
Could fool me. I don't know. This is a cab pursuit. Not yet.
But you speaking of, it smells like a cab.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely get a little bit of that wine influence on there.
Yeah, it's...
But, I mean, the color on this is something unreal, too. Like, it's dark for... I mean, it's a 13.5-year-old product.
Yeah, it's definitely got more of those drier wine finishes, like, you know, a Zin or a Cab or a Syrah or Grenache. It's got those, you know, sweet notes, but more, like, some earthiness to it. Like, sometimes with wine, I feel like I can smell the soil and the vines, and I get that in this as well.
Yeah, that's pretty good. All right, on to the taste.
Oh man,
that's complex.
Gosh, there's a great sweetness to it. It's almost like a port tasting to me, like real rich, decadent.
It's not overpowering.
It's not overpowering.
Like that brown sugar, like all that really shine, and the oak influence is really there. But there is that subtle nuance, that subtle hint and flavoring and coating of the wine cask in there.
Yeah, I'm going back. This one's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, this one's definitely complex. It has the proof to really stand behind it. And you definitely get a lot of those rich flavors that you would expect out of a older Kentucky bourbon that is then finished in another cask as well.
Yeah, I'm getting like, now it's opening up more. It's like raspberries, chocolate, ice cream, like just...
Ooh, ice cream, huh?
There's just a lot of great, and they're keep going. There's a lot of great flavors going on this mm-hmm. one.
All right, well, let's go ahead and rate it. On the nose, where are you at here?
Thumbs up. I loved it.
I agree. And the taste.
Thumbs up. Absolutely loved it.
I'm gonna just guess we're going 3 thumbs here. And on the finish.
Thumbs up. That's really good.
Yeah.
Very, I need a Naranjan or what, however you said it.
Give me some Naranjan. Naranja's casks, wherever we can find them.
Yeah. Was that 13-year-old Kentucky or?
It was 13-year-old Kentucky. So we know where that probably came from.
Yeah.
But you start with good stuff, you can end up with some good stuff as well.
Yeah. We'll get that NFT, Bob.
All right. With that, that is our review of Heaven's Door's Bootleg Volume 3. Cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.